Yeah, thanks for providing me the floor, and thanks to Oikar for this presentation. For sure, it's an interesting idea, and also there are probably a lot of difficulties still to overcome in following this kind of approach. I just wanted to make one remark, because there is, well, kind of a similar discussion or similar ideas going on in GRSP with regard to the safer transport of children and buses, and with regard to the use of child restraint systems. So we have the child restraint systems which get the R129 approval for passenger cars, and they are not all suitable for the transport in buses because it's a two-point belt, and so there are some technical difficulties. And but there is also in that place the idea of having existing child restraint systems with an existing approval up to the 129, getting kind of a virtual approval for the R170, which is now the new regulation for safer transport in buses. So it looks like of a kind of a similar process, because you have a product which has already an approval and which is in the field, which is already in the market, and it and that gets kind of a virtual approval or a posteriori approval to kind of a new updated regulation. So it's just a comment maybe for you to have a closer view at the discussion which is going on in that context in GRSP, because obviously they are facing similar problems to solve. Thanks.